Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. So I got my first monthly newsletter from the Free Speech Union, and it's very interesting. It's good to know what's going on and what they're up to, but one of the links they had was to a YouTube video, because the UK is sadly losing a great comedic mind. And that's Graham Linehan, the Irish writer who, well, he wrote Father Ted, and I think he wrote The IT Crowd, but he also inputted into one of my favourites, which was Black Books. And also, I quite like Motherland. He was a writer on that as well. And even though I'm not a mother myself, I actually found that quite amusing. So, yeah, I think it's a sad loss to the UK. He's off to the US, and Toby Young, who set up the Free Speech Union, threw him a farewell party. So it was interesting to hear the struggles he's had. I mean, I know some of them, but I hadn't realised that, you know, he lost his marriage to everything that's happened as well. It's just awful. I personally, now I know that lots of people go, yes, Belle, but that's not true because of X or because of Y. But I personally believe it is possible to separate the art from the artist and enjoy the art. I don't have an issue really with either the art or the artist, because I don't know enough about the artist other than he's produced good art. That's kind of all I need to know about an artist, really. But anyway, listening to him, it was very interesting to hear how many years would that be? Sort of 8 years ago, he was really depressed at the fact that Trump had been voted in and found that awful to deal with, and how his viewpoint has changed. And of course, now he's going to the US, largely because of things Trump's done, I think. You know, signing, I don't understand US politics, but whatever he signed to say that there are two genders, although he said he'd rather they called it two sexes. But anyway, that is quite sad, I think, I could say, that he's been forced out of the country through things he said. It's very scary that people can't say what they want. It really is, especially if they're not breaking the law. You know, if you're breaking the law, fine, and we have plenty of legislation to deal with that. But if you're not actually breaking the law, I just don't get it. I really don't. And I think there's a lot of people out there that probably feel the same, because membership of the Free Speech Union has gone up since this time last year. It's gone up by 100%. And the majority of those happened after we had all the arrests from the riots back in July, August time. Very telling, I think. It's funny, actually, because I've decided to take, well, that's not funny in itself, but I have decided to take a break from comedy until May. So I'm going to come back in May. I'm going to keep doing this, you know, I'm going to keep, well, I've actually started doing some, like, art, you know, drawing and painting art, which is really good. It's made me feel so good. I don't know why I sort of fall out of the habit when it's something I really enjoy. Anyway, I'm going to take a break because I am dealing with a legal matter. And it's quite draining on the mind, and I'm struggling to be funny. So I'm going to take a break. I am going to carry on writing, and I'm going to meet up with some comedy friends and stuff like that. And I'm going to be a bringer for some people, but I just don't need the pressure of dealing with pissy producers when, yeah, I'm just not feeling, I'm not feeling funny. But anyway, where was I? What was the point I was making? Oh, yeah. So I put a little note out on one of the groups that I'm on, which is all female comedians. And I just said, I'm taking a break, going to drop off this community, because there's a lot of people on there. There's a lot of messages. And although it's muted, it's, you know, it takes up a lot of brain space. So I said, I'm going to drop off for now, but I'll be back. Arnie style. And so I did get some messages from people that I do know personally after that, saying, you know, oh, sorry, you're going to go and all the rest of it. But one in particular, we just got chatting on WhatsApp, and she just mentioned actually how somebody had got really pissy with her. They'd sat in the front row. Why do they always sit in the front row, these people? You know, they kind of go to a comedy show to not have fun. It's just so bizarre. But they'd sat in the front row and they got pissy with her because she made a joke about pimping out her own daughter And I don't mean in a, sex fashion. I mean just lending out children to help put people off having children. I think that's basically her set. And yeah, somebody got really arsey with her for it. And you just think, what mindset makes you go to a comedy show, sit in the front, and then get pissy with the sorry, I keep saying pissy today, don't I? That's for, but makes you get pissy with a comedian for making jokes about their own family, which, let's face it, if you can't joke about your own family now, what can you joke about? Anyway, that's my free speech union rant over. I'll speak to you Thursday. Much love and gratitude.